man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Your country boy surviving up here in North Dakota, James Kelso, here on February 14th. 2020. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. And let us enjoy another romantic day of the Trump phenomenon. The president not disappointing. I'm especially pleased today. Well, let me see. Let me get some of the housekeeping out of the way. You can call in. How about that? At area code 800-313-9443. And the show is live. And I will leave you with no doubt about that by the end of these 60 minutes. Let's see. Good news to start to trigger your thought processes tonight. I like what Donald Trump is doing vis-a-vis Roger Stone. I think we're getting a I like what fellow patriots are doing as regards Roger Stone. I love what Sean Hannity did tonight and yesterday, or is about to do tonight and did yesterday. Tucker Carlson, the same story. Alex Jones, the same story. A phalanx of patriots is forming up, linking arms in defense of Roger Stone. And the president himself is responding favorably. So this is looking good. Very, very important. Tucker Carlson is right. Sean Hannity's right. Jones is right. They've all got it right that Roger Stone has been run over by the deep state truck, and we must come to his rescue. One of them said today, leave no man behind. I like that. I don't know which one of these patriots said that, but leave no man behind. Roger Stone can't be left behind. He can't be left on the field. 9 years in prison. Now, okay, you say, well, Bill Barr, he gave a kind of a mousy interview with somebody in which he said, well, you know, it should be more like a year and a half or 2 years or something like that. I was going to modify the recommended sentence. But that's not working for me. Not good enough, Bill Barr. And Bill Barr is not meeting expectations here of us patriots. No, 2 years is not okay for Roger Stone. 2 days is not okay for Roger Stone. In fact, Roger Stone should get a judgment for millions of dollars from the federal government for wrongful prosecution, persecution, wrongful imprisonment, kidnapping, when they arrested him in his home with assault rifles, SWAT team. He ought to receive a huge judgment for the wrong done to him. And he did nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. So it's very important that Roger Stone not go to prison, not for a day. It's very important that the people that, well, now this is the other side of the coin. It's good that people are rising to the defense of Roger Stone. And I think this will turn out well. I'll tell you what, if it doesn't turn out well, there's going to be some angry people on the right. But even if that said, we need more. That our own man not be imprisoned is important. But another important thing that I'm not so optimistic about, the real bad guys, the real criminals, the real felons, what's happening with them? Are any of them right now in any remotest danger of going to jail? What happened to John Durham? Hello, John Durham. This is Houston. Come in, John Durham. Or what's a, I'm going to play a song here. I mean, I don't want to tip him. I don't want to tip him. The engineer is so much faster than I am at RBN that I don't want to tip him off when I'm looking for something, because he'll find it in 30 seconds. He'll beat me to the punch. And I'm going to try to chew gum and walk at the same time here, which the engineers at RBN are very good at doing that. I'm not. So you can hear me chewing the gum and searching for a soundtrack here. Let's see here. I don't know if I've got the soundtrack here. Let's see if I have it. Let's see. Try to play it here.
Land of home of the brave. 1793, United States.
That's a different one. So what's going on with the let's see if we've got this soundtrack.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. David Bowie.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
and grow a pair.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Oh, that was pretty good. Not as good as an RBM engineer, but yeah. Ground control to Bill Barr. What are you doing, buddy? We need some prosecution of the real criminals. And I think today, I don't have the citation in front of me here, but I'm just surfing around. I heard that Andy McCabe, we were informed that Andrew McCabe will not be prosecuted. That's an interesting one. We're looking for prosecution. We're looking for indictments. And instead, we get, who wants this? A statement that this person will not be prosecuted. What? What kind of a Justice Department is that? We will not prosecute this person. And Hannity and Carlson and the rest of them were saying, Andrew McCabe is just laughing. He's out at some party right now just laughing at you and me and all other patriotic Americans. And the president's got it right. I don't want to slip into the, blaming Donald Trump or sounding bitter or, you know, in any way. I mean, Donald Trump is our hero. But he can't do it all. And something that's definitely not being done is that the bad guys are not being prosecuted. And the, as Jeanine Pirro said, Mike Huckabee said it, Carlson has said it, Hannity has said it, if nobody goes to jail here, if Brennan, Clapper, these people committed treason against the United States of America. They committed all kinds of felonies and crimes. They conspired to overthrow an elected president of the United States, to prevent his election, to sabotage a nominated candidate for president. And no prosecution, no indictment, nobody going to jail. And here's the stark contrast, folks. This is what grabbed people about this Roger Stone moment. Is that at the very moment that these pukes, you know, I try to come up with words that, that would be okay if children heard you call somebody a puke. That's okay. We talk with children about throwing up. So I use some of my less colorful language, but I want to convey the emotion. These pukes in the Justice Department, these pukes in the FBI. And the president got it right when he said these are dirty cops. I love his use of that phrase, dirty cops. I know I hammered on it yesterday. Dirty cops. That's what we have. And how do dirty cops just walk away laughing at us? So there's something really wrong with that. And you have to, if the dirty cops aren't punished, don't you have the lingering feeling, well, how did that happen? If the dirty cops didn't get punished, does that mean that their buddies are still in charge? Yes, it does. That's the only way that kind of thing happens. So do we patriots get to sleep at night with comfortably knowing that the dirty cops' dirty buddies are covering for them and making sure that they will not be prosecuted? We don't have a government. That's what Mike Huckabee said. You don't have a government if you don't have a government. If that's the system, if you're run by dirty cops, you are in a dictatorship. You're in a third world banana republic. You're in a dysfunctional society like Mexico. And look at Mexico, our wonderful neighbor. Viva la Mexico. Oh, a country run by drug cartels. Where there is no civil government, there is no civil order. This is a country where if you say or do the wrong things, your head will be separated from your body and will be found along a roadside. Your severed limbs will be found in plastic garbage bags along the roadside with various messages taped to them. That's Mexico. And this will happen by the thousands. This isn't a society. This isn't a civilization. And this group is invading us nonstop. Taking over. So the president gets it. When he talks about MS-13, when you see the emotion in our president, when he talks about these gangs who have taken over in Queens, his hometown, his neighborhood, terrorizing America, terrorizing our schools. But the implementing arm of the government through which Donald Trump could execute his intention as the executive, the president of the United States, he doesn't have that executive arm. The FBI, rotten. The CIA, rotten. The Director of National Intelligence, rotten. When a good guy appears in the Defense Intelligence Agency, namely General Mike Flynn, when there's actually a real American appears, we throw him in jail, even though he's the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He's working for Donald Trump. He aligns with Donald Trump. He's acting patriotically. Get him in jail. Indict him. Threaten his son. Threaten his family. Bankrupt his family. Force him to lose his home. And I think he's awaiting sentencing now, like Roger Stone. We got more detail today. Let's shift to the other case here, Roger Stone. The judge in the case, Amy Berman Jackson. She packed the jury. She certified a jury of Democrat, rabid, DNC, corrupt partisans. She packed a jury. She was presented with clear evidence that these people were utterly unqualified, disqualified to be on that jury. She just swept it aside. Complete judicial misconduct, prosecutorial misconduct, malfeasance by the prosecutors who got out of Dodge and quit, the four that quit. What's the name we used yesterday? Tomika Hart, the four person hating Donald Trump. And that's going to be, that's the American standard of law and justice, according to a pretend judge, Amy Berman Jackson. So that's the state of things here. I look forward very much. I think we're going to see a pardon of Roger Stone by Donald Trump. And I'm very pleased with all you patriots out there who are, there's a website. Let me see if I remember here. I saw it tonight, freerogerstone.com. Let me go there. Let me see what that is. Let's just see, play another second of this just to keep the musical interlude going here.
Six, commencing countdown, engines on.
Engines on.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
Oh, okay. Yes, ground control to Major Tom. And let us go to, let's just see if the website's up. FreeRogerStone.com. You know, approximately 70-year-old man in poor health, on medications, needing medical attention, in solitary confinement, and remember that detail we had last night. I'm not getting anything yet. See if there are websites here. We'll take a break and let me see if they've gotten rid of Roger Stone's website. We'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump,
Big
that is.
John.
Welcome back, folks.
Nobody seemed to know.
Well, during the break, I was looking for petitions to free Roger Stone, and I did find one here that seems to be functioning, and it's at a place called change.org, and it's called Pardon Roger Stone. I'm reading here 67,651 have signed, and it's got a counter going, and the number is going up as I watch. So this thing is active. 67,651 have signed. Let me find another one here. Looks like there are a number of them. Now let's listen to the president. Now, here's the good news here, of course, is that I talk about this. Donald Trump's greatest achievement is he has welded us into a movement of patriots. Okay. This is a test. How are we doing, boys and girls? When one of ours is left on the field, do we circle back to recover him? Yes, that's the test. So are we going to go back and get Roger Stone and make sure he's not left to our vicious enemy? So this is a test of our movement. And this could be a wonderful thing for Donald Trump if he clicks on one of these websites tonight, or listens to some of these shows and sees, wow, hundreds of thousands, hey, let's get to millions of people are irate. They're clamoring. They're stamping their pitchforks and their spears on the floor, demanding Roger Stone be freed. Let's listen to the president. This is on this topic. Let's see what the president says.
See, which gives a lot of fake news. The fact is that Roger Stone was treated horribly, and so were many other people. Their lives were destroyed. And it turns out, you look at the Pfizer warrants and what just happened with Pfizer, where they found out it was fixed.
Now, listen to the intensity. You can't see it here on the screen, but I assure you, the president's eyes are very focused, and his concentration, his face is very stern. He means it. He's leaning forward into this statement.
It was a dirty, rotten deal. So when you look at that and you see what happened to Roger Stone, but think of it, a man leaks classified information, highly classified.
Now, the mumbling you're hearing in the background is, I think the president here in this scene is sitting next to the president of Ecuador. And I think a translator is translating under her breath as quietly as she can to the president of Ecuador. But here we go. This is a wonderful moment. The president takes these wonderful moments. This is a press conference with the president of Ecuador, Roger Stone. You know, he comes to the defense of Roger Stone in this implausible setting.
They give him 2 months. Roger Stone for doing, nobody even knows what he did. In fact, they said he intimidated somebody. That person said he had no idea he was going to jail for that.
That person that he intimidated, the get this. They said in the persecution of Roger Stone that he threatened somebody's cat. That's right, his kitty cat. Now, nothing ever happened to the kitty cat. And it was a great question. Somebody on TV asked, did the kitty cat feel threatened? I mean, what bullshit. That's a federal prosecution alleging that in some sort of message, Roger Stone threatened a guy's kitty cat. That's witness tampering.
Person didn't want to press charges. They put him in for 9 years. It's a
the person with the kitty cat didn't want to press charges. But you see, the pukes in our government, the pukes who have been ruling over us, sitting on our necks with their boots on our necks for all of our lives, these pukes have been running our government. And Donald Trump is a mortal threat to these SOBs. They know that if Donald Trump is in office long enough and has enough freedom to maneuver, he's going to smoke them out. He's going to run their dirty, rotten asses out of the government and into prison.
Disgrace. And frankly, they ought to apologize to a lot of the people whose lives they've ruined. All right, next question. Next question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, please. Wait. What?
Are you considering a pardon?
I don't want to say that yet, but I tell you.
Are you considering a pardon? He says, I don't want to say that yet. Understand that.
What, people were hurt viciously and badly by these corrupt people?
Okay, these corrupt people. He's obviously talking about the people he has named as dirty cops. And, you know, he says this with meaning. So when he says these dirty people, you can see it, his lip curls. Yeah, there's intensity. These dirty, rotten. Be right back. Stay tuned. More president.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
Hey, we're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And we've got Tom in Utah there on the phone. Tom, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for calling, buddy.
I just wanted to share with you a fun moment I had with General Flynn. Last trip I had on D.C., you know, I had already been readjusted, but I still had vision in one eye, and I was making my way back to home. I'd gone up to the Pentagon to share the poisoning issue that I'd exposed back there, and I just happened to be coming out of the Pentagon at the very same time he was leaving. And he and I rode the Metro for a while and then rode the shuttle from there to Dulles Airport. It was really kind of fun because I was talking with him about the issue I was there for, and he was assuring me that nothing would be done. And I asked him, well, how come you don't drive into D.C. with your car? He said, it's so corrupt that it'll wreck my paint.
Well, now, did you ride with him all the way between D.C. and Dulles?
D.C. and Dulles, yep.
That's a good ride, folks. That was a nice conversation. Yeah.
You just reminded me, I was with the man, and he was telling me about the corruption and how my efforts and issues would be suppressed.
Well, here's what I've heard about Michael Flynn. Here's what I've heard about General Michael Flynn. I couldn't believe it. Here he is. He's the director, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Now, folks, that's yep. one of the top. That's one of the top. You know, you've got there, you know, that's right up there. And how could this guy be thrown in jail? Well, the key that unlocks that riddle is that Mike Flynn is not corrupt. And Michael Flynn knew too much because he was on the inside. He was at the top, not on the inside. He wasn't a corrupt person, but he was at the top, so he could see what's going on. A similar thing has been said about another general who was at the head of the NSA. And I'm forgetting his name for the moment, but there was a lot of speculation that the person who preserved all these amazing messages, like the Peter Strzok text messages, was this military man. I think he was an admiral who was the head of the NSA. So here and there, there appear patriots and real Americans. Well, they have to be eliminated. They have to be gotten rid of. And so that's what they attempted with Michael Flynn. It was all a setup. CIA, John Brennan, Peter Strzok, FBI, James Comey, they set Michael Flynn up. They convicted him of a process crime. And folks, a process crime means no crime. That's what a process crime means. You didn't do anything wrong. In other words, they do an interview with you in which they ask you a question, the answer to which they already know based on a document sourced from you that they already have in their possession. And then you contradict what their document says. Now that's called a lie. So it'd be as if somebody took anything, like if they had a record of something that you did when you were in high school and they were watching the video of what you did in high school. And then they asked you to recall that event, you know, 30 years later, and you recall it differently. Now you lied, even though you're honestly trying to recall the event. But they just looked at the film of you. And now you've lied to the FBI. You're now a criminal. That's called a process crime. Anyway, Michael Flynn, his life was wrecked. And you heard Donald Trump. Let's listen. By the way, stay with me, Tom. I want to listen just for another moment to the president because there's intensity in what he's saying. Let me find him here again. Where is he? Where was I listening to him? Let me find it. Well, I'll find it for you folks before the end of the show. But you heard the president with some intensity, a great deal of intensity there. Let me see if maybe I can find it. Maybe it's right here. Boy, I was just playing it for you, and I stupidly scrolled down. All right, I'll find it for you again. But he, the president, he said they've wrecked good people's lives, these dirty yeah. people. This is language you've never heard from a president or from a senior member of the senator of the House. You've never heard this before in your life. As a top person in the government saying these are dirty, dirty people, dirty cops. And so he's going to rectify this. He's going to get Mike Flynn. He will not leave Mike Flynn on the battlefield. He will not leave Roger Stone on the battlefield. But here's my second question, Tom, of course, and that is, when is any one of these evildoers, these dirty cops, when are any of them going to go to prison? And it may be that none of them ever will. That very well may be. It may be that this big hope that we've been, you know, we're all waiting, panting breathlessly for John, what's his face, Durham of Connecticut, the federal prosecutor. Oh, he's building a case. He's getting more stuff. It's going to be stupendous, folks. Wait, here it comes. Oh, my gosh. Wait for John Durham. Well, we've waited for a bunch of people here, and nobody showed up at the wedding yet. You know, we're getting hung up here. We're getting stood up. So John Durham may never show up at the church. Bill Barr, he was built up. You know, oh, he's going to get these guys. Bill Barr's going to go in there and clean house. Well, I don't know. Here's the one. Here's the theme I want to give you, Tom. You may have seen this watching the news. You notice how our enemies, the enemy of the people, the press, you notice how they all fly in formation. They all work together. If you turn on MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, on any given day, they're all saying exactly the same thing. I mean, to the point of even like saying the exact same words for sentence after sentence. using the same terminology. Okay, what was the cue today? What was the yesterday? What were they talking about? Oh, the president, they did this interview with Bill Barr in which he said, I can't do my job with the president tweeting away. They all pounced on that. And that what was the line, the narrative? The president must cease tweeting. He must stop messaging to the American people. Well, to all of us patriots, say to that, I love what Alex Jones said today on that. Piss up a rope. No. No. No, no, Mr. President is not going to stop tweeting. But you see, that's what they're doing. They're saying now, and this really casts a shadow on Bill Barr. Why did he do that? Why did he say the president's tweeting is making my job difficult? That doesn't fly with me, Bill Barr. I'm not buying that soap. No, the president is our executive. You were appointed by him. He is our chief law enforcement officer. He's in charge of enforcing the laws of America. Keeping watch for injustice and for wrongdoing and malfeasance in the enforcing of our laws. It is his job to notice these things. And he can tweet about them or do anything he wants, message in any way he wants. In fact, we thank God that he is doing that. Because if he were not doing that, if these Twitter posts by Donald Trump, these messages from the president, from the commander in chief, if these had not been coming to us for the last 3 years, folks, we would be up the creek without a paddle. The president has brought us so much truth, and he's put such a glaring light on the wrongdoers with his Twitter account. This wasn't going to come through. The only other source we've had, aside from patriot outlets like this one, has been Fox, and not all of Fox, part of Fox. And I'll give an example of that today. I know I'm getting down into the weeds here, and I'm getting into the detail, but on Fox and Friends, it was an exchange between a good guy, a real patriot, Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth, he's a good one, folks. He sat down on the couch, what they call the curvy couch, and next to him was this this guy, let me remember his name. It'll come to me in a second. Brian Kilmeade. Brian Kilmeade. And that was a very interesting exchange. Brian Kilmeade, who's always got this pile of notes in his hand. He's always looking down, reading his notes as if he's got a script, and he does. He said, well, you can see the attorney general has said it. The president is screwing things up with his tweets. The president needs to stop tweeting. Brian Kilmeade put that out over Fox. The president needs to stop tweeting. And Pete Hegseth, who good guy, he's a patriot, unlike Brian Kilmeade. He said, hell no! Hell no! The president has the right to say anything he wants. We need to hear from him. There's nothing wrong with him tweeting. Please, Mr. President, keep tweeting. So that little battle, and it wasn't little, because if Pete Hegseth had not been there sitting on the couch, Brian Kilmeade would have gotten in his little shot at the president. And that's what these guys do, these fake conservatives. They take these shots at the president while pretending to be a conservative. Listen, if they could shut up our president, that's more than a shot. That cripples us. Of course we want the president to tweet as much as he can, as often as he can, and as freely as he can. That's extremely important to our cause. So that was the theme in the last few days in the controlled media is, oh, the president is interfering with this upstanding man, Bill Barr, is being interfered with by the president, whose tweets are out of control. He's an out of control president. He needs to shut up. So when you hear that, when you hear the whole cavalcade of these left wingers all repeating the same script, you know, just reverse it, just wherever, just flip it over. And it becomes our message. Mr. President, turn up the tweets. And don't hold back. Anyway, now go ahead, Tom. Continue with your story.
So that was a blessing from God, giving me some hope. I had just come out of the cesspool and the abuse and the assault of that community. Washington, D.C. What a great blessing it was to spend my last half hour with a man of heart, integrity, and empathy. I tell you, it was the most remarkable visit I had as I was, you know, finally leaving Washington to sit down, you know, on the shuttle with this grand man who listened. We shared some of our military experiences, but he was very kind and saying, Tom, appreciate your efforts. But he said, this city's not going to respond to much anything that's good for man. But I could feel him, and he was a man of honor.
Wow. Well, you know, Tom...
And I have his business card, a couple of them. He gave me a couple.
Well, Tom...
So you can have one if...
What you say is very, very important. Because, and it's true, folks, don't you, all of you out there, you know that. When you are face-to-face in conversation with a great person, a good person, a person of great soul and character, you know it. You know it. And so I can feel that from you, Tom, that you knew that sitting there with Michael Flynn.
I was really grateful to God that he was the very last association I had in D.C. It gave me
hope. That's a wonderful story. Thank you, Tom. And let's stay in touch on this, and let's watch as Michael Flynn, who has not been sentenced yet, let's see, he needs to get a pardon from the president. Roger Stone needs to get a pardon from the president. Both men, and you heard the president just now saying, whose lives have been wrecked by these dirty, rotten cops.
Parasites.
Yeah, that wonderful, wonderful. No, and no mincing of words. No legalese. No BS. You know, no. I'm gonna have to watch what I say. Like all these senators that are interviewed in the hallways of the Capitol. There, you know, they won't commit. They won't say. They run away. What cowards! They need to step up to the microphone and say, Mike Flynn, yeah, patriot, got pardon right now. Roger Stone, yeah, patriot, yeah. Let's get a pardon right now. And the people that put him in jail, let's impeach that so-called Judge Amy Berman Jackson and the persecutors, the criminals who, the Democrat partisans who are illegally on that jury and illegally, and the prosecutors, they knew about this. They knew that the four-person Tamika Hart was in fact a totally compromised partisan whose fondest wish was to bury a hatchet into any patriot with a conviction. That's criminal. That's criminal behavior. And that goes to what you're saying, Tom, about the rot in the District of Criminals. If you get a trial in the District of Criminals, you're going to be tried by criminals. Mm. In front of a criminal. Prosecuted by criminals. So, wow. Well, that's a great story, Tom. Thank you very much. And we got a call there. We got a call there from, I don't know what Tom's rank in the military was. If he was a major. where did my song go? Let me get back to my song here. I got to get up real close to my screen, boys and girls. Here we go. Okay. And this is just because it's fun. It's fun music here.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear.
Anyway, ground control to Major Tom. That's a long time ago, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? I remember it clearly, of course, because I go way back. And the engineer is helping me. He has more brain cells working than I do. Admiral Mike Rogers. We talked admirably about Admiral, admiringly, about Mike Rogers even a couple years ago. People were wondering, Joe DiGenova, and I listened to Joe DiGenova. He went on TV and he said, you know, he just dropped this reference. He said, you know, this information, this amazing information that we have, that we are getting some of these text messages and these emails, that you would think would be absolutely buried by the deep state. They would never, never let these out. How the hell did they get out? How did the sexting between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok get out? Oh, and by the way, Lisa Page was sending joyous messages of congratulation to her boss, Andrew McCabe, a deputy or assistant director of the FBI, jumping for joy. But Admiral Mike Rogers, he was the head of the NSA. He might have saved those messages for us. But you got to keep your head low if you're a patriot. We'll be right back.
The miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks. And here's the final announcement on today's Friday show. You know, we'll see you again on Sunday. And what's happening Sunday? Give you that good, victorious feeling we're talking about from Gene Autry there, all you kids there in the movie picture show. We're going to get a good, victorious feeling on Sunday because our president, our leader, the champion of our cause, will be at the Daytona 500 I think the Daytona Speedway seats 200,000 people sitting or standing. How many of the 200,000 will be Donald Trump fans in that crowd? Well, let's see. It's going to be a lot. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a big, big, big roar when the president is introduced at the Daytona 500. Now, that the drivers start their engines at 2:30 Eastern time. Our show is on from 4 to 6 Eastern time Sunday. So that's 2:30 there, Eastern time, and then we go on at 4. So that's an hour and a half into the race. And these guys are running at what? You know, hey, I apologize. I should know this, but I'm a little out of touch. What are they running at? They're running at over 150 miles an hour, aren't they? And something under 170. So with stops and so on and yellow flags, an hour and a half in, they should be about the halfway point of the Daytona 500 when our show begins on Sunday. So that'll be exciting. And I don't know when the president's going to be introduced, probably just before the race begins. So we'll have that for you. We'll have that audio for you and the sound of that crowd going wild in Daytona Beach on Sunday. So that'll be a great show. And we'll probably have a lot of update on the other stuff. We have the upcoming, that's February 16th, the Daytona 500. February 22nd is the Nevada primary or caucus. So we'll have a lot on that. We'll have a lot on Roger Stone and all these pressing events. We'll have a lot to share with you on Sunday in our two-hour show. And the president will be there with the governor of Florida, Governor DeSantis, a real patriot. And in fact, the president has an announcement to that effect. He said something here. It's in his Twitter account. We'll leave with this. I look forward to attending the Daytona 500 on Sunday with lots of my great friends, including the France family. That's the NASCAR family, head of NASCAR, and Senator Rick Scott, Governor Ron DeSantis. So that's going to be something. And then the Daytona 500 issued their statement. We are privileged to have the president. We're honored that the president of the United States will be with us on Sunday. So be there or be square. And gentlemen, start your engines. See you on Sunday.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.